What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Breaking Barriers pod, where we're talking all things and anything basketball. I'm your co-host, GZ Hoops. Let me throw this no-look over to my boy real quick.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Mark, a.k.a. Breaking Barriers Training. G and I both would like to express our appreciation for the love and support you guys have been showing. Please continue to tune in to each episode, and also go follow us on IG and Twitter, both at Breaking Barriers Training and GZ Hoops. Let me finish this bucket.
My brother, what's up, man?
What's up, Mark? How you feeling?
Man, an interesting morning, bro.
You've been running around crazy, yo.
Yeah, man. My son is famous right now, so.
But mom and pop took him.
Yeah, he stayed there for the night. Then I don't understand. Normally, when you stay somewhere, you normally stay till like 11 or 12, maybe. Every night, every weekend, he stayed the night. Then I got to get him at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. It's crazy, bro.
And they're tired. They got to catch up on their sleep after watching him.
Hey, that's their fault. They shouldn't have volunteered.
Nah, that's crazy.
Interesting morning, bro.
Well, at least you got some sleep, though.
Yeah,
slept in a little bit.
For sure.
That was me last night, bro. Tired as heck.
My boy went to sleep early last night.
Man, it's been like a long, like 2 weeks, I'd say. Just running around, work, basketball, everything. So,
yeah.
And these weeks go by different. It's cool to just sit here and talk.
Yeah, for sure. And these weeks go by different, bro. I mean, the week before last felt like it was a long week. Like it took forever, you know. And then this week, I just feel like it flew straight by.
For sure. For sure. So, I mean, here we are, episode 72 of the Breaking Barriers pod.
Every episode's a milestone, bro. It's crazy.
For sure, man. And I mean, I will say, like, our last two episodes, 70 and 71, were two of my favorite to this date, I would say, because it's more, like, authentic. It's just us kind of chilling, talking. And obviously, last episode, 71, we had Marcel Holden, pro hooper, back home legend. I mean, everything in between on. And if you haven't listened to that one, you really got to.
Mistakes and all, that AP was fire.
No, it was funny, but, like, it was definitely cool hearing his story from being a youngin' to the pro level. And, I mean, just kind of was, like, a true testament to, like, how important basketball and family is to him. And it really correlates to us, too. So it was just an easy, free-flowing combo.
Yeah, for sure. And he was able to, you know, hear a question that everybody wanted to know, to be honest with you. Because, I mean, I feel like people knew, but I don't feel like they knew to the extent of why he went to Kennedy, you know. So
I had to ask.
A little stuff like that, bro, you know. I mean, that was stuff we've been wanting to know forever, but it's like, you know, you talk to him, you see him in person, you ain't going to, like a famous person, you ain't going to walk up and be like, how did it feel to miss the game-winning shot? You know, stuff like
that. Yeah, no. You can't do like a real interview when you're talking to someone straight up like that.
Right, so, you know, that was – it was a good time for us to unravel. And like you said in the interview, kind of go back to our inner kid state.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So like, if y'all haven't listened to episode 71, just like this episode, just like all of our episodes, they're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We create through Anchor. Shout out to all of them that put our episodes out weekly, bi-weekly, whenever we drop. But yeah, we out here for sure. We definitely got to get some more guests on the pod. That definitely added kind of some fire to it too. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we love talking with each other, but it's always cool to have a third party in here as well.
Definitely. I mean, you know, we could give their side of the story. Like we always say, spread light on everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's just good to see a basketball mind from a different point of view besides
for sure.
ours.
For sure. And it's crazy, too, because that interview right there might have led to something kind of crazy coming potentially next month.
Yeah. That and it just opened the door for it. A part two, which will be better.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still showed, like, you know, we want guests on the show. So, you know, people will reach out and we'll be able to reach out and they'll make it a little easier.
For sure. And that's the thing. Like, we joke about it every episode. And we was even joking about it last night. Like, I finally put out there, like, if you want to come on the podcast as a guest, if you want to sponsor an episode, if you want to have us promote your brand, your business, you're anything really, just tap in with us. We're easygoing dudes. It's just like, obviously we love when people share our content. So if we're able to share other people's content like that, I mean, it just goes full circle.
It's a plus. And no, we're not, there's nothing come out of it for us. Like nothing, right. Absolutely nothing. We just want everybody to be able to be seen. Like we say every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we'll get there, though. We're going to get there. We got to actually start promoting it today.
Yeah, we will. We will, bro. I mean, for real, if we even do it, like, once or twice a week, like, it's not hard. I'd just be forgetting on the real.
Bro, I honestly forget. And we talk about so much throughout the week, bro. It's like, mm-hmm. we're not going to remember that shit.
Well, because it's like, we're trying to focus on promoting our stuff, right? Like, our posts on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever, the podcast. Right. And then you're so focused on your, it sounds selfish, but like your goal, your content, that you're not thinking about kind of bringing other people into the mix. But like, that's what you got to do to grow. And we've been doing it, but it's like, we got to pick it back up.
Definitely. But, and people also got to look at it, you know, because you said it sounds selfish, but people got to look at it from our point of view. It's not like we got a crazy platform where, you know, we just got people knocking at the door to shout them out. But at the same time, it's not like we got a small platform where we can't shout you out and maybe be seen. So, you know,
exactly. Like, that's so true.
We want to shout whoever want to shout out. But at the same time, it's like, we're not just going to randomly pick you like like it's a drawing.
Right.
And just give you a shout out. So, you know, the feeling got to be mutual. You got to want the shout out and reach out. You know, you reach out for what you want and then we'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. I mean, it goes both ways, like we always say. So, yeah, if you're trying to get on, if you're trying to promote your stuff, just reach out to us. Hit us on Instagram, Twitter, GZ Hoops, Breaking Barriers Training, and go from there. But just some updates for us, bro. I mean, kind of feeding off the interview with Nap last week. We was talking about having a potential run, right? A park run or a gym run.
Right.
I know my boy Tim. We mention him dang near every episode, but that's because – that's the homie. He helps me out a lot.
Nah, yeah, Tim do a lot, man. Like,
bro, he's been consistent as heck. He be posting clips damn near every day.
Bro, consistent with that, but he's also consistent with showing love, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want people to be like, oh, why they shout him out? But this, like, you have to, you know, really get that respect from us to really, mm-hmm. you know, get that shout out. And like you said, it's every week thing, but Tim do a lot behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, bro, we gotta have him on. Like I always say, like he don't talk too much, but yeah, bro, like just so he can promote himself more, because it's like us talking about him here and then like us tagging him on our socials. But a lot of people want to like hear you or see you, that kind of thing. Yeah. So
I mean,
hey, yo, Tim, like you gotta come on.
Yeah, we all on IG. We can get the IG live if you want.
Facts.
Whatever you prefer, man. We definitely mm-hmm. gotta get him on,
though. Mm-hmm. Because next Sunday, the 21st, out this way, we're hosting like a gym, like invite only type run. Okay. We reached out to a lot of dudes. He did it more than me. He be on it, on God. Like,
yeah, he like it.
He's
yeah.
on his P's and Q's there, but like,
love that.
We're renting out this gym, nice wooden floor. I've been there before. So I was going to say, like, that's kind of like a trial run for potentially you and a lot of the other Breaking Barriers guys to pop out this way. We were talking maybe next month, get yeah. in the mix. And it's just one thing after the other.
As we finally making everything come to light, you know, mm-hmm. it's like everybody be like people that tune in, they be like, man, what's up with the run? This, but they don't understand, like, we busy people, bro. Like,
man,
but it's kind of
if we could just retire and focus on this, yeah, but like, and then some people might be like, well, then grind more at this so you can retire type stuff, but like. You got to do both, yo.
Exactly. It's not like we just can go and play a basketball game and make it go viral.
Mm-mm.
You know, mm-mm. so, like, it takes time. I mean, obviously, the reality is we still live in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not giving up on something we want to do.
Exactly.
So, you know, it only takes one thing to pop. So, you know, we could be a couple months, a couple year away from something popping. We don't know. We just take day by day, brick by brick. And
yep.
Whatever gonna come to us, you know, we take the lessons or whatever else.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And that's what, like, with this run next Sunday, Tim was saying, like, he was promoting it, like, this is for my YouTube channel. If you want clips, if you want highlights, that kind of stuff, which is smart, because everybody be wanting that for their own pages, right?
Right.
So it's like, if that goes well, which
is he charging?
For the
clips?
For the clips, no. For the run, probably.
He need to charge for one or the other.
Yeah, we kind of – that's what – I know he's listening to this. That's what I was talking to him about. And
listen to him.
It's easier said than done because you don't want people to be all salty. But, yeah, you got to, bro. You got to.
Hey, Tim, because you know G the nice one. So I bring the hood side of the nice one. But bump them, bro. Get your money. Because at the end of the day, that's how you get used. And that, and even though this is, you know, not a topic on our podcast, it's for everybody. It's okay to be lenient and work with people, but at the same time, go get yours.
Facts.
Because, you know, you trying to be too nice. At the end of the day, you end up broke trying to help everybody else. And it's a good business thing. I mean, he ain't got to charge no out the wazoo. You want clips? Give me $5, $10, or you charge for the runs. You know, one or
that's
the
what,
other.
That's what I said. It's clips and basketball. Like, not you can't everyone expect gets to get play, that for free. You know what I'm saying? Right, right. So it's like
that's a lot of time, bro. Think about and not to mention, we don't even know how many people could possibly show up to the run.
That's what I think we got. 15 right now.
Oh my, hell no! Ain't no way I'm doing 15 heads.
That's and no bread. Yeah, so
Tim,
we'll see.
Get
we'll
your see. Money, kid.
We'll see what Cuz say. I think we'll talk it into him. But yeah, man, because like the gym, we rented it out for 2 hours. So like, there's gonna be a lot of basketball being displayed and a lot of videos being put out there, a lot of clips, everything like that.
Bro,
so it's
think
like
about a lot of basketball, but you got to pay for that gym, like
facts.
You said.
Fact.
You know?
So it's like, yeah. So that's kind of what I'm getting at.
We go Tim, I know you know that Dolph song. Get paid, young niggas, get paid.
Facts, yo. So that's what, yeah. I'm looking forward to that next Sunday, obviously, but I'm also looking forward to that to kind of move into y'all potentially coming out this way. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to Ike and Nap about it some more. But, you know, we obviously wanted to build the foundation with the person who out there. So, but, you know, as time go on, I'm going to definitely shoot a message out to Nap to see, like, what's his availability.
For sure. That'd be crazy.
That'd be easier to talk to you and Ike about it for sure. And then if we need one, we can just pick up one from out there and run with us.
For sure. I mean, honestly, Tim. This cat, he
Tim is a breaking barrier, man. He might as well be a part of breaking barrier.
He'd be ready, yo.
Tell
for
Tim
sure.
Tell Tim to get a jersey. He'll have his own jersey made.
He can make it, honestly.
I know.
He's the guy. He'd be making all the shirts, bro. Shout out Tim.
Tim is a jack of all damn trades, man.
He is, yo. He is. So, yeah, we got a little open run coming next Sunday. Like I said, that could translate to y'all coming out this way, which will be big for Breaking Bears as a whole. I know y'all just finished up
Man.
Summer League back home, the Legends League. So, I mean, touch on that a little bit. Just touch on the overall experience, too. Don't focus just on the last game.
Great basketball. I'll just put it like that. I'll keep it short, sweet. It was just good basketball, good experience. Big for the city. You know, I ain't got no complaints. That's going to be heard on here.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Nah, it was dope, bro.
Yeah. I mean, like we've been saying the last how many episodes, like Mercer County as a whole, there's a lot of talent in a very small environment, but all that talent ends up stopping right after high school, or maybe they play a year or two of college and then it's just done. So it's like for people to be able to kind of lace them kicks back up, honestly, stay physically active, stay in shape, and just go compete like we used to back in the day. Like, that's what the city's needed for a long, long time. So,
yeah, for sure, bro. We got a lot of hoopers in there that was coming from all over. Like, you know, that's big for the city, bro. That's real big. I mean, about a lot of light. And it was more basketball for a lot of us junkies that like the hoop.
For sure, man. For sure. I do have one funny story. I was texting about it to you last week, but I think it's kind of funny to throw on the pod. My experience last Sunday in that random league I pulled up to.
Yeah.
So, long story short, man, I went to watch my homie Ty. He got invited to this league. It's in Cherry Hill, which is kind of like the Farrell of out here, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I pull up, walk into this school. Honestly, bro, I couldn't even tell if the school was still, like, in service. Like, it was – yeah, it was like that. Like, it was just different. And I'm like, okay. Didn't even know where I was going. Found this side door, popping through this side door. There's, like, glass and stuff all throughout this little room. I can hear basketballs going, so I'm like, I think I'm in the right direction. Pull up, nice wooden floor, nice high school gym. I'm like, okay, like, this is pretty straight. High-level basketball. Like, a lot of the dudes that are playing in that league also play in the Brunson League out here.
Wow. Okay.
I'm like, all right, like, this is cool. Like, I'm just chilling in the stands watching. Me and my one buddy Malik are watching, planning on watching my buddy Ty. So they're warming up. The game before finishes up. The other team that is supposed to be playing, I noticed they only got four dudes. And this guy walks over to me. He's like, yo, do you know how to hoop? And, like, honestly, bro, I'm the only white dude in the whole gym.
So white chocolate.
Kind of, yeah, well, it's funny. Like, in my mind, he's like, hey, like, nerd, like, do you know how to play basketball, basically?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And he's like, well, we only got four guys. Like, can you play with us? I'm like, yeah, I'll run. So I run out to my car, grab my shoes. He throws me a jersey. Long story short, really good basketball, high-level basketball. I'm about to be playing in that league every Sunday from now on with these guys. I had to prove myself for sure. But, like, it was just funny. Like, it felt like a YouTube video type stuff. Like, the random dude in the stands getting pulled to play.
That's when you need the cameras the most.
I know. And it's crazy because, like, that gym or, like, the league, like, they had cameras. They had an MC. Like, the team that I ended up joining, they was the 95-96 Bulls. And they was calling me John Paxson. They're like, where'd y'all get Paxson? And then they're like, oh, like, who's sitting in the stands? Like, it was just funny. But I was doing my thing. I mean.
So, moral of the story, kids out there, stay ready. Mm-hmm. Stay ready. Sure. That's all that was.
And if you're a real hooper, you keep shoes in the car.
Oh, yeah. So, my young boys out here, I train. Oh, my shoes is in my mom's car. You don't do that.
That's wicked.
We don't do that. Your shoes is always on you because you never know when you need to play.
Especially, like, high schoolers or younger. Like, if you're at your school, like, I know you did too. Like, you always had a pair of hoop shoes in your locker.
Bro, I had a pair
of hoop shoes. Or in the locker room.
Yeah, I had them in the locker room. And then once the season was over, we took them out. We put them in the gym lockers. Mm-hmm. So our shoes was always downstairs somewhere in the locker room in the school. So, like, even in college, you know. So mine was always, I always had a pair in the locker room. I had a pair on me. And then I had a pair in my book bag. Mm-hmm. You know, I just was always prepared, bro. Like, I don't understand how you don't keep your hoop shoes. Especially right. If you know the day before you got something planned. You know, that's right. What really killed me about this generation. Like, I had a session set up with these kids. They knew the night before. They knew the whole day before. And mm-hmm. The kid goes and left his shoes in his mom's car. And then didn't have no shoes to wear for workout. I had to wear these. He was going to have to wear his big brother shoes. But luckily, the other kid I was training had a two pair of basketball shoes on him.
So he was ready.
Ready. Came out the house ready. Didn't even know he needed to bring another pair and bought another pair. You know, so that tells you the difference right there.
Man, it is like we talk about all the time, but like it's just so different, man. Nap even said the last episode, like from when he was in high school to when we was in high school to the kids in high school now, like the mindset is just kind of reversed almost, where it's like they don't really want to put the work in. They just want the highlight type stuff.
Yeah, that's all it is, bro. Because, like, they know, all right, if I put in a little work, I could get this on camera. Mm-hmm. And then I could fool everybody and make it seem like I'm putting in this work that I'm really not. You know, so it's all a tactic. And to be real with you, the internet is the gift and the curse, like we always say. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it got these kids thinking, like, all right, let me work out and put a couple shots up. And make it look like I'm shooting hard, I'm sweating, and that's my workout. But in reality, we had workouts for 2-3 hours when we was younger.
Mm-hmm. No cameras, nothing, bro. Like,
yeah. So times change.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even right now, man, like, we're – bless you. Like, we're grown, and, like, we work out because we love the game and to just be healthy, right, mentally, physically. Right. But, like, every time we go, we're not, like – putting up a tripod or whatever and filming our full-blown, like, hour workout. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I'd just be out there. I might throw some on my story, like, at the court type stuff just to let people know because that's our brand, too. Like, we hoop or we train, we coach. But, like, I'm not always going to just have that camera rolling. And it's, like, that's the same thing with – we were just joking. Like, if I would have had the camera last Sunday, like, that would be a hilarious clip. Like, oh, do you know how to play basketball? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, and when, then, like, you go out there and kill.
Exactly. Like, I'm GZ Hoops, at least on this platform, right? But right. It's, like, on the same thing. Like, we don't need to have a camera following us 24/7 to let people know we play the game, right?
Exactly. And I think that's what messed a lot of people up is because they're like, oh, you guys stay consistent. Like, if you want to be real, I got plenty of film, like,
I know,
tucked, but I just don't post it. Like, I know obviously our pages is ours and about us, so we're gonna have to post us a lot because it's us, but our page, I mean, but I just don't be caring to post a whole bunch of highlights all the time.
Nah.
And like workouts, just because, like, I don't know, bro. I mean, I'm with the internet because that's the way we end in the trend and we got to, but I don't really be caring to post like a whole bunch of highlights and stuff. So like, you know, like I don't know. We wired different, bro. Like when I hit the gym, even if I'm just getting shots up, I don't really care to have the camera up. Like the days I put the camera up is probably the days like, all right, it's been a while since you posted, or
let me throw something up.
Yeah, you know, but just to joke around, but it ain't nothing serious. Like you know how many workouts I've had and I don't have no film from it. So you know, it's things like that, bro.
It's interesting for sure. It's like, I mean, to be honest, bro, like even I've seen like more relevant, like recent true content creators. Like I know we is, but like higher level, I guess you could say, dudes that like, they'll be so consistent for like a year, 2 years, maybe even three. And then they just kind of stop because it's
they
like
vanish.
It's a burnout type thing, right? It's just like any job. Like you need to take care of your mental and your physical, or even if you're just not having fun with it no more, like why would you force yourself to put a camera in front of your face and just go do something you're not trying to do?
Yeah, man. And I mean, obviously, you know, that turned out to be a job, but not everybody in school being on the camera. You know, after a while, once you learn how to start doing that on your own, I mean, obviously you could pay people, but once people start knowing you could do it on your own, they tend to go to people who can't do it, so that way they could, you know, charge them.
Right.
And you know, like you said, you get burnt out because now you got to go and come up with this crazy move and these crazy antics to go viral, and then you got to turn around and edit it and send this distribution out and make sure that you don't violate this rule. It turns out to be a lot more than people really understand.
That's 100%. And that's the thing. Like a lot of people don't try it, so they don't know how difficult it really is.
Because
like there's definitely stuff we've done or we've tried to do, and then it either don't work out, or like you said, like you violate some guideline and it gets taken down, or I don't know, like there's just like a lot that goes into it where, yeah, like we could learn more about it, and like a lot of people do know about it, but like I don't know, we do this stuff for the love of the game. I'm not out here, we always say like we don't promote that we're the best hoopers in the gym every time we step on the court, but I do know we're always going to try to like play the game the right way, and we're going to work as hard as we can just because that's what we do.
Exactly. Like you know, I'll give you a quick rundown. Like people be challenged, like we said before, people was like challenging me at this league back home and stuff. You know, it's like everybody be like, oh, you should look at that as a compliment. They think you good, but it's like I just be looking at people in there and I'll be like, dang, I'm trying to learn how to do that move.
Right.
You know, so like me being a true student of the game and wanting to always learn, I just feel like all right, if that person's good or whatever, yeah, you could challenge them or do whatever you want. But, like, you know, people coming at me, and I'm not on the podcast or on the internet saying I'm the best player. And there's people who
ever,
you know, like, and there's people who are better than me. Y'all want to challenge me? I'm like, man, just learn the game. You know, just appreciate everybody that's in here because, you know, we all share a story about this game.
Thanks.
So, you know, I'm just appreciative and I don't need the cameras and stuff to show how much I really love the game, bro.
Right. Yeah. And we're kind of ranting, but it's all true stuff. It's like we were just talking about before we got on the recording, like I was messing around earlier, shooting around, doing some trick shot stuff. That's what I used to do. And that's kind of how I even made my profiles.
Exactly.
And honestly, I had a really, like, it's corny, but like I had fun doing that this morning. It was fun. It's a good way for me just to mess around, have a good time, then come here, record the podcast, and then I got to go play in a game, I got to go to church. Like I'm always doing something. So like those little things where you're actually enjoying yourself, that's what you need to focus on, so then you're not burnt out. Because to be honest, that's I think how we both been feeling over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, bro, and be honest with you, like I think you got back to the trick shot because, like, all right, I started the trick shots and it led me back to like playing the game more. But
thanks.
Like you said, I'm burnt out because I'm playing the game so much. I love it so much, I can't turn down the run.
I know, bro.
You know, and that's where we, like you said, we was burnt out these past couple weeks because we can't turn down the run. So like I'm in these leagues, you're going to play however many days out the week. But that's not counting us going to our own runs that we might hold or somebody else might hold, mm-hmm. and we pull up to. So, you know, you getting back to them trick shots is you just loving the game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, even though you didn't stop loving the game from being burnt out, now you find even more reasons to love it and want to go be around it, you know? So
exactly.
You got to find love within the love.
Exactly. And that's it. Like playing in these leagues, competing, like, we're always going to do that. But then again, like, messing around doing trick shots, getting back to, like, true basketball training, that's something I think we both want to get back into, and we're starting to get back into. And it's like, that's really how we started these profiles. So it's like, we never was like, yeah, like, we're going to go out and do these park runs and just take over. Like, that's not who we are. We just play basketball exactly. and we have fun with it. So it's like, I don't know, just doing what we do. That's all we can focus on.
Like, it's crazy because we talking about the internet, but me and Ike was talking about it. Like, we going to have to bite the bullet, you know, and use the camera, but like, just doing this little stuff and not even getting like it on footage, it make me kind of cherish it that much more, bro, because like, we doing the little stuff that's like making us like remember why we like loved it as kids, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, just doing this, like, we got a lot of big plans coming. So it's like, if we can even get that done, it's helping us grow closer to the game. Like, facts. Us trying to get this run, like, little facts. Stuff, like little goals like that, like, you, like you said, bro, you got to find a reason why you love it. And not all the time is it got to be recorded or anything facts. Like that. Sometimes the best memory is a memory without mm-hmm. having it to be able to watch or look at all the time. So, I mean, like you said, we ranting, but if they don't get anything out of this conversation, just find love within what you love again. Mm-hmm. So if you love basketball, find out why you love it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if we're keeping it real, like, look at like J-Law and Dev. Like, those are two dudes we look up to, obviously. But right. It's like, and they be dropping stuff, but they're not like overhyping every single workout. Like, those guys are in the gym 24/7, but they're not posting everything 24/7 like some of these other like legitimate creators. So it's like, there definitely is a differential between a creator and like a basketball junkie who right. also posts on social media.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head, bro. Or even like C. Brick or Rico Hines. You mm-hmm. know, if we mm-hmm. want to go even higher in the realm, like, Rico Hines don't post no workouts. Nah. C. Brick might post a minute clip of a workout. Mm-hmm. You know, but we don't know the core workout, what killed them in between that workout, you know? So mm-hmm. You know what to get on camera and what not to get on camera.
Exactly.
And at this point, I feel like it's kind of self-explanatory, bro.
For sure, bro.
To really get in this, like, you know, it's just work, man. Just work and love it, and then everything else fall into place. That's how I feel.
Facts. That's what we doing, bro. That's why we're even recording right now. So, I mean.
Hey, yeah, my boy got a game, and he still wanted to get the EP out the way. So.
Man, well, that's the thing. Like, I want to go play, and once I get there, I'm going to compete. But, like, low-key, I'm like, man, I don't even feel like hooping today.
And that's how I be, bro. That's how I be. Because you'd be like, you think about it all week. Oh, you be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go hoop.
Right.
Then a couple days in the day comes, you start aching and feeling it before you even hoop. Like,
that's crazy. I mean, bro, like, late-ass game Tuesday night. And then Thursday, we was playing outside for damn near 2.5 hours. And game today, game tomorrow. Like, obviously, I'm blessed that I'm able to do all this. And I'm happy I'm able to do all this. But it's like, dang.
A lot of basketball.
Yeah. I just got to make sure I'm cool on both right. ends. But it's all love, man. That's why we on the pod for sure. Let's transition real quick to the basketball losing a true champion since our last episode drop.
Yeah, man.
RIP to 11-time champ Bill Russell.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. Some people you just feel like supposed to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them, bro. Like, mm-hmm. to see all the, you know, not to be cliche, all the barriers he broke, though.
Facts. Know,
all the other things he went through. And it's like, to live to be 80, what, 88? I believe 86, something like that. But to get that old and to be able to live that long and see different generations of basketball, that's the GOAT, man.
Mm-hmm. And no, that's crazy that you even said that, though, because I just recently finished reading Dwayne Wade's book, where he was touching on like the longevity of his whole career up until retirement. Then he finished the book like right after he retired, so there's a little bit of his retirement stuff in it.
Right.
But there was also a section on Kobe Bryant where D. Wade was saying just obviously how much he appreciated Kobe's friendship and mentorship and competitiveness. But he was saying, like, him and Kobe were supposed to be like Bill Russell and those other guys that stay around the game. They're on the sidelines. They're at all the all-star events, that kind of stuff. So it was kind of like the timing was weird that I was reading that and I see that statement and then Bill does pass.
Right.
So it's like he was really supposed to be around for a couple more years, if not more, right? Bless you. But
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Like, he was that guy, though. Like, he never, like, left the game, you know? And if you're a true just basketball phenom, you don't ever leave it. You might step away from the playing side of things, but he was always there.
Always there. And you think about it, he was at every finals since he stopped playing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like,
which is wicked.
And you got the most highest individual award in a championship named after you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to present that to a lot of MVPs and champions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the resume speaks for itself. 11 championships, 5 MVPs, 12 all-star appearances. Recently on the 75th anniversary team, he was on all the anniversary teams thus far. But I mean, like,
how do you keep him off, though?
Right. And it's just, with the 11 chips, and that's always going to be an argument because that's right. Like the LeBron versus Jordan thing because people throw, oh, Jordan got 6 rings. Well, Bill got 11.
Right.
So it's like we could obviously dive into that conversation, but we just want to kind of give Bill Russell his flowers. It's gonna be weird when he's not around at those games physically, but spiritually he'll always be there. And honestly, I mean, the league's honoring him. They're retiring his jersey number 6 across all teams throughout the whole league. So
right. So that's my question. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
They actually are retiring the number, or they just are retiring it as in putting it on the court?
No, so they're retiring number 6 across the league. So then
LeBron got to change his number?
No, so they're saying that guys that actively wear number 6 are grandfathered in. So LeBron and whoever else, they're able to keep 6, but it's
that's spooky as hell.
That's what I was just gonna touch on. Like, I don't know. Like, if I'm Bron, like, do I keep it?
Oh, you can't. I mean, you think about it. You started off wearing 23 for Jordan. So mm-hmm. whatever your significance is with number 6, you know, that's your reason, but I mean, this man is Bill Russell. Like, MJ's still alive. So just mm-hmm. you might as well just continue to honor the number you basically wore your whole life.
Right.
You know, and just go back to 23, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like that's for everybody, though, not just Bron.
No, I feel you. And, I mean, everyone's going to talk about Bron because he's the biggest active name rocking the number. Kind of like you said, like, you've been wearing 23 most of your career, at least most – like, you came into the league as 23. You're notably known for that number due to Jordan.
I see you wearing it from the time you started basketball, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Besides 32 when he was in high school.
Yeah, for the McDonald's game and the freshman year. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I do know, I think we talked about this last episode, with LaMelo Ball change into number 1 this season.
Right.
He wanted it last season, but they wouldn't let him due to, like, him missing the cutoff because the NBA makes so many jerseys of these guys.
And Malik Monk was there, so he wasn't giving that up.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't even know if they would let LeBron change numbers right now because the season's approaching. But then again, they have to cut it some slack due to the circumstance, right? So, like, I don't know. Yeah.
If LeBron wanted to change it, he could get it. You know, I feel like they'd be able to do that quick turnaround just like you said, the circumstances. Excuse me. It's LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's LeBron. It's Bill. I mean, like,
you can't not do it.
Has he said anything? I haven't really looked, to be honest.
I didn't even see him post about Bill, to be honest.
I don't think I've seen it either. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, but so I don't know, but that was my question, was they gonna have him change his number? But I feel like they should, even if they had that number already, just change it.
And to be honest, like, I bet you a lot of like lower scale number sixes will. But like Bron, I don't know. I mean, we'll
If
see what
you're a
happens,
true
honestly.
if you're a true student of the game, like he say, in respect for the game, knowing LeBron, I feel like he would change it. But then again, I feel like he might wear it to honor him.
That's true.
So,
It could go either way. It definitely could.
which is no disrespect either way. So,
Not at all.
we'll see.
It is crazy, but let's transition into our commercial break real quick, bro. And then we got one more thing, and I gotta get ready for this game.
Oh no, we're just gonna go straight through
Oh,
today.
bet. Oh,
Straight through
bet,
today.
bet,
Yeah.
bet. Low
Different
key,
EP.
well, low key, bro, we gotta change our commercial too.
Yeah. But we gotta get a new one, because don't forget, that's the ad that pays us.
True.
So
Yeah,
we gotta
we gotta redo that and the intro. I don't know what happened to the intro. It like randomly cuts me off.
Oh my goodness, bro. It's Anchor, man.
It is crazy. Shout out Anchor. We love Anchor, bro.
It's Anchor, man. Yeah.
Man, the final topic was honestly easy transition from LeBron. We was going to talk about Bronny and Bryce James real quick.
Oh man.
I mean,
Couple.
there's been a lot of talk of both the boys recently, with Bryce, everyone's saying he's 6'6" now. And then on the flip side, they're like, oh, Bronny isn't 6'6", he's too small. From the recent Peach Jam games being on national TV to both the boys playing for that California basketball club in Europe right now. I mean, they've been on the scene pretty heavily the last like week, 2 weeks since we dropped the EP. So I know you've
Yeah.
been seeing a lot of it.
Yeah, Bronny's turning into a true hoop junkie now. Like now it's starting, okay, I don't got AAU no more. I have to stay active and, just get my game right from all aspects of around the world.
I'm not
And
gonna lie though, bro. Like this California basketball club playing overseas, like I've never heard of that, I don't
so
think.
that's not his high school, that's just like,
No, so I was reading about it this morning. Like this club, they practice at Sierra Canyon. Like their home base is located at Sierra Canyon, but it's kids like all throughout Cali that are overseas right now, where I know they have another game like this upcoming Wednesday. I know they lost their game the other night, but Bronny only played like 12, 13 minutes, which a lot of people were kind of ridiculing that because he had like 13, 5, and 8 or something. Like it was an impressive stat line.
Right.
So that's what like I've never heard of. It's basically an AAU team, but going overseas. I guess you could say it's like the JBA USA 2.0. I don't know.
Wow. That's dope, though.
It is cool. I mean, think if there was like a Pennsylvania basketball club that was randomly in Europe right now.
So how did they come about picking the kids?
I have no clue, bro. I gotta look into that more, but that's what I'm saying. Cause like, I mean, we know Bronny's about to be a senior and Bryce is about to be a sophomore. So it's
No,
obviously
freshman,
like,
right?
is he gonna be a freshman or sophomore?
For either an eighth grade or a freshman.
I don't even know.
Because
But look,
I remember he was in eighth grade last year, so he's gonna be a freshman.
okay. So like, even though, so that means it's like what age is like 15 to 18 over there on
That's
this
dope.
club? Like, I don't know. So I mean, with all that being said though, like what's your thoughts on both of them? Like a lot of people are like, oh, Bryce is him, he's gonna be better than Bronny type stuff. Like
I mean, ain't
what?
that what you want as a little brother, to be better than you?
I think
So,
so.
when people say that as an insult, I feel like that's how stupid and childish they are to think that that's an insult. Excuse me, that's an insult, because unless you're a hater and you have hate in your heart, no older brother is gonna want their little brother to not be better than them. Bronny still have time to grow. He's only 17 or 18. He still is 6'3", and he got time to put on muscle. Russell Westbrook is 6'3" in the league, so why can't he still last? They got time, bro. Like everybody say, Bronny has time, but he don't. Bronny is game is developing in front of everybody's eyes. They're not just paying attention. And I feel like the more he come across competition and get the ball in his hands more, it'll show.
Exactly. And I'm glad you touched on that too, because like obviously he's entering his senior year. He's gonna be the guy for Sierra Canyon at that high school level. Where over the last 3 years, he's been like, at least in our mind, like a normal underclassman, freshman, sophomore, junior. Right. Like you're playing with Amari Bailey, Brandon Boston, Zaire Williams. Like it's not like he's playing with bums as his seniors or his upperclassmen throughout his high school underclassman career.
Zaire Williams, who played at Stanford, which is a school that's hard to get into, and his academics was that great to get into. Mm-hmm. And then he turned around and played for the Memphis Grizzlies, played mm-hmm. in the second round of the playoffs this year. Brandon Boston, who had a great season this year, played at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Guys who played at two blue blood schools
mm-hmm.
and played who are playing with generational talent.
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying. Like, what'd you expect him grades 9 through 11 to do? Have the ball the whole game? Like, that's not going to happen in any normal high school environment.
Let's not forget he got injured his sophomore year.
Facts.
So, I mean, I feel like he was going at the right pace he was supposed to. And I think LeBron sending him there instead mm-hmm. of just sending him to – he could have sent him to school with Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
At, whatever that school is in San Diego. He could have sent him to any school in Cali to make him look like who they want him to look like. Mm-hmm. But he sent him there because they have a tradition of building pros at a right. young age.
Right.
And he also knew, okay, this guy just transferred there, so he's going to go pro after a year. He got a couple years to play with him before he go D1. You know, and so, like, he strategically was able to learn under multiple guys. Like, he could always call Brandon Boston to this day, I'm sure, and mm-hmm. get in the gym with him. He still lives in L.A. He could always call Zaire, learn from him. He could mm-hmm. go to UCLA. UCLA is looking at him right now. Mm-hmm. He could go there with Amari Bailey if Amari Bailey chose to come back in. There's so many options, bro, that is in his favor to get better and win.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, bro. And even the guys that he didn't get to play with, Cassius Stanley, Scottie Pippen Jr., Kenyon Martin Jr., like, what we're getting at is Sierra Canyon's been a powerhouse for getting guys to high-level college basketball and then some, whether it's NBA overseas, any sort of professional basketball. So, like, Bronny wasn't going to go into Sierra Canyon and be that guy from the jump, but now that he is a senior, he's expected to have the ball more. We're going to see even more from him. All the tools in his bag, as a lot of kids say now.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, we've been talking about Bronny over the last couple of years of the podcast. Like, we've seen that he does the little things, and his basketball IQ has always been above most at his age. So it's like right. now it's going to be on full display.
And I expect his game to be his own game, but like his dad's.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how his game always been, is like his dad's. He don't try to score too much. He's going to mm-hmm. get his teammates involved. And, you know, he played the right way. So that's exactly how I expect him to play his senior year. I don't expect him to be trying to go for the highlights. I expect the highlights to find him because he played the right way.
Exactly. And that's what college scouts are looking at, bro. They don't care about the viral clip. They don't. I promise you they don't. They play about real basketball. And, I mean, the kid averaged 18 points, 6 assists, 5 boards throughout his last AAU circuit over the last couple months. It just came out. He's a 4-star recruit, getting looked at by, like you said, UCLA, Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Oregon. I mean, like, those are top-notch schools, bro. And he's going to make so much money through that name, image, likeness stuff, too.
He already made $6 million in high school.
Is that what it said? It was like $6.5 million, I think.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Yeah, because he's the richest high school kid.
Mm-hmm. And he's a part of that FaZe Clan, the video game stuff. Like, this cat, he's bringing in so much money, bro. He's going to bring in so much popularity to whatever school he goes to, which I'm excited that he's going to college versus the pro stuff, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like he would have had to do a couple years over there
mm-hmm.
to really develop. Because I feel like if he would have did a year there and then went pro, I don't know that he would have possibly been ready.
Mm-hmm.
Which people be like, oh, so how will he be ready going to college? It's not necessarily that he's going to come out after his freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. But it's not necessarily that he won't either. You know, we don't know his moves, obviously, but I like college too because I feel like he could gain more of a better experience. And obviously he'll get the right playing time he need versus going pro. And then he get the LaMelo Ball treatment where, oh, I'm not starting him because of his name
right.
or because of who right. his dad is. You know, things like that.
Facts. So, I mean, I think the moral of this conversation is, like, we've seen what Bronny James can do over the last – we were texting about it the other day, like damn near what, like 6-7 years when the blue chips were really on the rise. So it's like now that he's going into that senior season, there's more eyes on him, more people are going to start to recognize what he can and can't do on the court. But it's like Bronny is him, I promise you. And then Bryce is up next. So it's like I'm excited. As a LeBron fan, I'm super excited.
Yeah, you can see Bryce obviously got a lot to go to polish his game. I mean, he still travels to dunk, and he's 6'6". So, and that's no knock, but it's the truth, you know. So,
Well, he got to do the scoop. Like he's young. Like he can't really palm the ball. Like
that's everybody don't know. Just because he's 6'6", don't mean he's that dude instantly. Like that was a quick transition from being like 5'8" to 6'6".
He was really short as heck. I mean, he was like a normal, I mean, what,
normal size, later. Normal yeah. size for his age. But then you see him gradually getting taller, but then he sprouts up. So, you know, I mean, man, listen, man, they got LeBron James as their dad. So they're fine.
They'll
you
be know, straight. They,
you know, like, they got the talent. They won it for themselves. So, you know, LeBron's going to get them the tools to get what they need.
When they were working out in the Lakers facility the other day, that was really
that's
cool
gonna be me. Obviously, they're gonna be the Lakers facility, but that's gonna be me and my son, man.
Nah,
that's,
bro, that's speak the, it into existence. That's the it will be at the Lakers facility, bro.
Well, you know what? It'll be there when he make it. You know, I'm saying I ain't in LeBron stage. Like, well, I ain't gonna be the player. Yeah, he'll be the player. When it's at the Lakers facility.
Be like Phil Handy, yo. You're on the coaching staff.
Yep, you already know.
It's different. It's different. Yep. Everyone has a different path.
Listen, Trenton was laughing at me last night because I kept telling my girl, we got to force him to be left-handed. And Trent, like, this cat over there trying to build a 2K player. He built a 2K player.
But hey, if he's left-handed, he'll be nice at baseball too, pitching.
Listen, G, we making it one way or another, man.
Man, that's love, man.
Nah, for sure.
I'm not going to lie, brother. I got to get ready to get up out of here for this game.
Yes, sir.
This was still a dope episode, for sure.
Yes, sir. It's different twist to it today. So, you know, we ain't have no commercial break. It's straight through. Mm-hmm. So, everybody, we thank you for tapping in once you listen to it. We thank Anchor. We thank Apple, Spotify, all y'all. We're going to get this episode up. It'll be up by the time you get either to or out of your game, bro.
I was just going to say, Apple will have it on probably during halftime of my game. Spotify will have it up in like 5 minutes.
Yes, sir. So, we're going to get it up.
We'll be turning up it for sure.
For sure, turn up and let me know how it goes, brother.
All right, bro. I'll talk to you.
Yes, sir.